This matters because agent-generated code is turning review into archaeology. Delta is Zed trying to keep the prompt, the edits, and the objections in one place.
And it's a real product bet, not another tiny agent panel bolted onto an editor. They made a separate application because their underlying replication model wanted to be the center of the experience.
Right.
That's a costly choice, but I kind of respect it. Refereading this beneath Zed's existing users could have broken workflows they already depend on.
Also, hi. This week has had that very specific feeling where every tool claims it solves collaboration, and then it means a shared sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Delta at least appears to mean something stronger. It says the work tree itself is collaborative, which is the part that makes my product brain sit up.
I am staring at the phrase multiplayer work tree like it owes me an implementation document.
That is because Joy enters your system as an untrusted dependency.
Fair. Keep going.
DeltaDB replicates the conversation and the worktree together in real time. Each person gets a local copy of the code, kept in sync, while Git still works normally for commits and pushes.
Exactly.
So teammates who never open Delta just see a normal repository. That compatibility is the adoption story, because nobody has to declare a version control revolution before trying a new review flow.
The technical move is finer grained than Git's commit snapshots. DeltaDB uses CRDT-style incremental synchronization, and that is why it can track live edits and discussion without making a commit the only meaningful unit of history.
Yeah.
The clever part is where that goes in review. A comment can attach to a line in the work tree, a diff, or a particular bit of the agent's conversation, and it stays connected as the code evolves.
Which fixes the gross little ritual where you find an old review comment, realize the file moved twice, then reconstruct what anyone meant from a diff and three terse messages. I hate that ritual.
No way.
And the agent is in the same thread. If a change looks wrong, you can point at the exact plan step or code line and ask it to explain or repair that thing, instead of sending another broad prompt into the void.
That is the part I'm most sold on. Agents emit huge transcripts and large diffs, while a lot of interfaces respond by hiding the evidence, which is just a throughput trap wearing a nicer jacket.
You found a way to bring episode 851 into a code editor launch.
It fits. Delta keeps full diffs and transcripts visible, then treats the conversation like an editable document. Your cursor can land on a plan item or even a thinking block, and comments are precise instead of serial messages tangled at the bottom.
Okay. The target user is a team already doing substantial agent work, especially where one person starts a task and someone else has to review or continue it. Private threads stay private until shared, then invited teammates can join live or pick it up later.
There's also a Cloud Runner path. Move the work there, close the laptop, and the agent keeps running with its code and thread synchronized. A teammate can open a shared thread in the browser, and Zed says that browser experience is the same Rust application compiled to WebAssembly and rendered with WebGL.
Naturally, you heard WebGL and sat up like a cat hearing a cupboard open.
I did, but I have one serious concern. Real-time replicated code is only useful if the permission model, failure recovery, and Git edge cases feel boring. Their private beta is exactly where that gets tested.
They start with Claude code, and that's smart. You can keep using the terminal session you already have while it syncs into a Delta thread, then share the work without making everyone adopt a new agent harness.
Right, and this is round another of the harness as product fight. The field still hasn't settled whether the agent belongs in an editor, terminal, or managed runtime. Delta's answer is preserve the harness, but make its receipts collaborative.
Fine. Exploring next can stop pretending the boring controls aren't load-bearing. I'm signing up for the beta, Tyler.